Blog Talk Radio. Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Le'asaf.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot.
Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
Man is getting strong, while our church is just getting weak. But tell me, who is gonna lead the way, while our youths them are going astray? We all played a part in Jesus, so why we live in negative? This
I'm going to say,
קח את הרוגע, קח את העצמנו, קח את החברות, קח את הבריאות, קח את האשליה, מקבל את המיניות.
Yes, Landlord and Job Command right there, something known as Anche Harasha, tune called Wicked Man. Yes, I. Praise be the righteous, but one and repent to the wicked. Hear. Wicked Harasha, I can't run away. Glen Roy Richards, classic here. Yeah.
Nothing here to know just what life would be. Cause our forbearance were used as slaves. They had no choice, they be facing gray, yeah. But somehow they will regret when every week it starts to live and pray. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, I know they'll have to pay on a judgment day. If they try to run, every one of them will tumble down. Yeah, the days are done, and they couldn't control everyone. Every man shall pay for the things that he's done this day. Yeah, I'm an athlete and I say, the judge will guide us in every way. But they can run away from their judgment day. A wicked must get paid on a judgment day. Cause if he try to run, yeah, I tell you that he's gonna stumble. Where? Anywhere he go, I say the good Lord always go. Yeah, and that your time run out on you, he's gonna break your heart in two. But there's one thing left to do for every one of us to bury you. So you can run away, no, you can run away, you can run away, I face your judgment day. Thank you. kingdom of Zion. Oh no. If you are evil woman, I cannot enter the promised land of Ethiopia. Better call on the Jaja.
Shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
So here, Tuesday podcast, Testify Tuesday. Yes, here after Pesach, Passover. Here we call this like a holy grail, you know, audible right here. It's from 2020, but here applying to this season here where we have a double portion concerning the law of the matrix and what is sometimes called leprosy, but a little more better in the Hebrew, the skin disease. Here, a little bit of a reasonment here after Pesach, after Passover.
Okay, Shema,
all
right. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Let us begin right here. All right, simulcasting this right here. Yes, I. Shalom, Habarim, shalom. Hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevil Yisrael. Shemuuli. Hear I. Yes, I. Yes,
wow.
I. Give thanks and praise, you know, for the Chag HaPesach, 5780, Fasikah, 2012. Passover 2020 in Kwan Lebrhane Tinsayo Yadaresawo in Kwan Brhane Tinsayo Yadaresachu. Turgum, the translation from the Royal Amharic, for we, the Ethiopian Hebrews, or the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after all of Melchizedek, congratulations. He has brought you to the light of his resurrection. In Kwan, congratulations, Le Burhane, for the light of Tinsayo, of his resurrection. Tinsayo, Yadaresawo, you have reached. Darese, Darush, Darash, we have the Midrash, right? The study, the learning, the reaching, the light of his resurrection. Corresponding with the third of the seven feasts, the Mo'edei, Yahweh, right, the Mo'edim, right, the appointed times of Jehovah, of He who be, who He be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem. And the third, we have Passover, that Eve. Then we have, on the 14th, right, the Eve, and the 15th day, the first day of the Chag HaMatzot, Sameach, right, happy, joyful. Then we have, right, on the morrow after the Shabbat, Yom HaShabbat, the seventh day, we have, right, that the first day, the Chag, for the Chag HaReshit, right, Reshit. I know I refer to it as the Bikurim, because that's the first, the Reshit. The Reshith, now the link of Reshith, Bereshith, and the Rosh, the Ras, Hebraically is very, very interesting. But here's just a couple of first words here, right? Because here we have a double, right? We have a double portion, right? A double Torah portion reading and feeding, right? For Tazria, she conceives, right? And Ha-Mitzora. Now, here it should say, I think, Lems Adewe. We have to update this. Ben Men Tzatu. It has that same emphatic, you could say, S sound, the Tzade sound, right? Ha-Mitzora. But the more accurate word, when we look at the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, that corresponds, right, in the Ethiopian, the Orit, Ethiopically, in the Afro-Shemitic, and it's actually the Araya at the root of Yara that we have in Torah. But here, right, just going through an overview right here. And, of course, we have more of the fuller listing at the Rastafari Foundation.org, right? More of the fuller listing is there. So going over some of this right here, it would actually be, Limtsamu. I think it says Limtsamu Bamarinya. In them Harik Limtsamu. And Limtsamu refers to what is called leprosy. But for the first of this double portion, so we have a double portion for this Shabua, right, in the Passover, the 2020 year, right? This corresponds with the Pesach 5780, right? And
similar-wise right here, like we said, this is an audible. We go into some points here that help to connect the dots. We have a season like that season right there. Holy Grail audible here. Here's more.
The first words right here. So here picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Vayikra, right? Vayikra Tazria. Vayikra, right? Tazria. Right? So Vayikra says, and he called. That's what we look at it Hebraically. But this third book of Moshe, of Moses, is known as Leviticus, right? The handbook of the priests. So here we pick up with the Yod Beit, right? The Yod Beit, right? The Yad Beit, right? Chapter, the 27th, right? 27th Torah portion here, 27th Torah portion, the Kaf Zain, and with chapter 12. So chapter 12, so after the high holy season, we pick up right here. So here, Hebrew first words, right? Chapter 12, Leviticus chapter 12. Vayidaber Yahuwah el Moshe lemor, and Jehovah spoke to Moshe. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. Lemor, Isha, ki tazaria, we yalda, zakar, we tama, shivat, yamin, ki me, nidat, dotaha, nidata. Titma. Right? So here, practice makes perfect, Chaverim. He says, be ye perfect. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Why daver Yahweh el Moshe leimor? Daver, speak el b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the sons of Yisrael. Right, speak to the children of Yisrael, lay more, saying, Isha, woman, ki, if, or when, it has the context of if, when, ki tazaria. So if a woman, now, here we're looking at right? Here we're looking at the Sefer, right? The Chumash, right? Here we're looking at we could say the Torah, the synagogue Torah, right here. Let's put woman and seed, right? Woman and seed, as Tazria brings out that sense of woman and, right? Woman and seed, right? Woman and seed. Here we go, right here. Let's go. Okay, let's go back right here. Apologies, brothers and sisters. Sisters and brothers, what's going on there? Okay, close that. Let's go up here. Okay, it's 12, chapter 12. There we go, right there. So this is the key verse. The key verse is actually the second verse. So the first words are actually found in the second verse. So here we have I was reading the translation that's alongside the Hebrew, the Masoretic Hebrew, but here we have the KJV. Daver, speak. Il Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, to the Israelites, to the children of Israel, translation says, Lemor, saying, Isha, Isha. So we have Isha, who is an Isha, woman. Isha ki tazaria, Isha ki tazaria, we yalda zakar. It says, if a woman have conceived seed, so the part that we have ki tazria. So the first of the double portion is tazria. So it says if or when a woman have conceived seed, tazria. Now here we get to the root right here from zara, right? The zara root, to sow seed, to sow, to scatter seed. It also is to become, be with child, is a better phrase than pregnant. Because it seems like pregnant within the Babylon linguistic matrix has a dis-ease connotation. Thus, the scriptural with child, being with child. There's a connection here, but let's just go over some of the first, maybe like a first word reasonment here, right? To sow figuratively, to disseminate, to sow the seed, semen, disseminate. But also in another context of the root word zara, 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 right? Zara also means to plant, to fruitify, to bear, conceive seed, set with, sow, sower, and a sower went forth to sow seed. So here we also have another example of we call the Hebrew, the two truths, right? Hebraically speaking, right? According to the law of the two truths, tazria, to conceive seed, and born a man child, and now has given birth to a man child. We yalda zakar. We yalda zakar. We yalda zakar. We yalda zakar. Zakar, 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 zakar. Right, and we can bring this out right here to age 21:45. Zakar. Now, zakar is an interesting word, very interesting, right? It means male. But it's also related to the zakar, zakar, also in that meaning to remember, right? To remember, right? Say properly is remembered. That is a male of man, animals, noteworthy sex because of the responsibility, right, to the males of the species. Then we have zakar as a verb, which means to remember, to recall, to call to mind, right, to be mindful. Right, so Hebraically, the meaning of a true man, right, in a certain sense, burn incense, aishens, also as you get into other areas of where the word is found, properly to mark, the one marked, right, the one marked, right, the one marked. So here it says if a woman has conceived seed, right, conceived from that in her womb, her rechem, has conceived that zir, right, that seed, sperm, right, and has now given birth with yalda zakar. Now let's bring this up right here so we can get to compare, right, and here's some of the compare right here. Let's go down to Tanakh, right, down here. This is what we're reading from, the hard copy, right? The hard copy is this right here, right? But now this is a breakdown because this is the compare. So this is looking into more of the detail of the first words, right? So the first word for the 27th Torah portion, right? And in some seasons, it is doubled up, right? In some seasons, it's actually doubled up. Like this particular season is doubled up. There's another season. This word still applies, but not as a double word. So the first thing we're going to do is go to the first part of the first word, right, of the first of the double portion, and then also build on the second part, right, you know, ha-mitzora, the one who is, well, it says the leper, but in a more correct Hebrew, it would be one who is skin diseased, right, skin diseased, right, we-yalda zakar, we-tam'ah shiva'at, Yami, ki me nidat dotaha, ti tema, ti tema. So here we have, and born a man child of Zakar, then she shall be unclean. Then she shall be, now unclean will be unhygienic. She's not in this state of her health. She needs to take time for her mind and her body and her psyche to heal from this because of the blood. This all has to do with blood. And the Hebraic focus on interpreting blood, right, with life, right, and blood as having in its own regard like a kind of a sanctity to it, and especially, because remember it says, speak to the who? To the children of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael. So there's a context right there, right? So here, we in the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Order of Melchizedek, we go through these because are ye not as the children of Ethiopian to me, or children of Yisrael? So building on this right here, we have to bring out this sense when it says unclean, right? Unclean, right? Tame, right? The tame, unclean, right? It has a connotation like if I just have sexual intercourse, right, I am unclean in that sense, you know, to perform certain type of services that are in another service. I first have to purify, purge, you know what I mean? Like sometimes people can't even come to the, you know, dinner table, and some families say, you're going to have to change your clothes, you're going to have to clean up, you can't come here all greasy and such, you know what I mean? These are, so in that context, that person will be unclean. It's not saying that their work as a mechanic is not valued. It's very much valued, but even for their own health, could they be eating with dirty, greasy hands, and, you know, from working on a car or some mechanical device? So in that sense, see, it's a context, it's a spirit. It's a spirit in one's heart and mind that is important as well, right? Because I know a lot of folks will say, oh, it's saying the woman is unclean. And the same word, tame, is used for male, right? So I can't even say twice as much. I would say many more times for males than for females, because to whom more is given, like, a, you know, more is required. There's certain responsibilities. Hebraically, as well as talking about the bar and the bat mitzvah being so very important. So here, that's that. It says, then she shall be unclean 7 days. With tam'ah shiba'at yamin. With tam'ah shiba'at yamin. Literally, and she unclean, tam'ah shiba'at. Seven yoms, 7 days. Ki may, according to the days, ki may, nidat, according to the days of the nidat, right? Now, here we have in nidat, right, with the tav, the feminine ending at the end. Here we have the hey. Right, when we get to like the root word, right? Now here this is BDB, filthiness, menstruous, so forth. The menstruous, the blood time, right? That impurity because of blood, because blood is life. You know, and contaminations of the blood, can lead to death. So even here, there was a medical, a highly medical and hygienic focus in the true context of HaTorah, right? And I would submit to you that even a lot of better things that we have introduced in our medical system, right, and certain cleansiness and moralities are all, we could say, either from common law, which is basically based on, you say, the, you know, the black royalty, nobility that at some times were more moral in Hebrew, right, and they're bringing forward a scripture, the Bible's influence, you know, positive influence as well as the Judaic influence as well. Right, and also ethnic Israel, talking about the lost sheep, right, even if they didn't refer to the Bible, a lot of their good influence is that good, right, that is in Jah people, right? But anyway, let's go forward right here. And so we have the 7 days, right, 7 days according to the days of the separation for her infirmity. It's interesting because the word infirmity from the word dawa, the dawa. Dawa is similar to the Ethiopic word dawa, to be ill or to be unwell, right? To be ill or unwell, it can be to be sick, right? To be infirm. And so the nidat is like there's a nidat that the woman has, you know, during the 28th, the lunar, according to the lunar time. So even the Hebrew ecclesiastical with the lunar is very important within that cycle. So we can see the holistic resonance if ones have the right and the righteous, you know, and the holy and the true spirit, the good spirit. See, these are things that we really can't teach. You know, ye must be born again. One has to receive that spirit and not be conformed to the world, the carnal mind, but be transformed by the renewing of their mind so we can see it in the two truths. Both in its natural, right, the natural type, and also according to the, you know, the natural type and the, we say supernatural, but I prefer to use the physical, five cycle, and the metaphysical, right, or the earthly and the heavenly, right? The earthly type, they're like the natural type and the spiritual type, right? So here we have, this is the first word, say that she shall be, right? Some interpret this as ritually, right, she shall be ritually, right, unclean, right, she shall be ritually unclean, as though, you know, what we have in the Torah is just about religion. What we have in the Torah is not just about religion. What we have in HaTorah, in Jah's direction instruction, concerns the 9 areas of people activity, the 9 plus, but the 9 base is just going at that basic of Nellie Fuller Jr. and also Dr. Francis Kress Welsing in addressing the 9 areas. But as the scripture also teaches us, study to shew yourself approved. This is why we go to the study. So, Bamarinya, we say, bitareges, right? That's like conceiving seed, bitareges, right? But the first from the groundation, right? Tazaria. If she conceives the zara, right, is the seeding. The seeding. So if we get into the basics of, we say biology, right? Or even here is some, a little bit on Hebrew. We could say Hebrew, we call this Hebrew gynecology, right? We have something to be said right here on Hebrew gynecology. Now, we like to connect with this, the womb man, the womb and womb man teaching. Also the rechem, the Hebrew matrix. The Hebrew matrix teaching is connected here as well. We've gone through more details, right, in other darashas and shores, you know, shireen. You know, we've gone through more details on certain subject matters connected with this. Here is just to, you know, bring this forward as an overall, right, first words, as well as working out some of the context and also the misconceptions or the even interpretations, right, or the wrong perspectives, right? So this out of the B'nai Yisrael context, right, would be out of context. Because remember, it's saying speak to the B'nai Yisrael. So here we have you know, on a certain level, health codes, right? Here we have ancient health codes, right? Ancient health codes. A lot of people would like to kind of superimpose their own ideas or counterfeit Christian ideas, you know, or pseudo-Jewish or some maybe a particular cult or denomination, something of Jews or Christians, or somebody maybe has distorted or twisted up this Bible or sought to use this Bible to oppress or downpress people. But that is not the truth, right? That, if actually with fire, what about fire? What about fire? Is fire good or evil? Is fire good or evil? The right or the righteous answer would be it's good in essence, but it's all according to the context, right, of how it's used and for what, you know, to what end, to what end. So if a woman have conceived seed, if a woman has caused fructification of seed, if a woman has caused fructification of seed, thus, the matrix, the rechem. I said much is embedded in this particular subject matter. There's much that's embedded, and we have touched on it in previous shabuas, you know, in previous shanas, you know, like within the particular Torah portion reading and feeding, and also some rhema, right now words, or addressing certain things that is out in what might be called the commons, you know, that, you know, amongst people, certain ideas, you know, concerning different subject matters that we're able to articulate, you know, hopefully a word of illumination. But the womb is the matrix. And just was speaking on mother tongue and mother language and the connection of the divine double helix. You know, there's a divine double helix, right? And there's a certain perspective of the scripture that hasn't, generally speaking, gotten much light and much illumination, but it's the true way, it's the true view of the scripture, right? So as we have been growing also from, you know, we say Shana to Shana. Shana is like from the year and the cycle, the repetition of Torah portion, reading and feeding, going over this basic word here again, right? And also other matters related to this particular time, because the time and the season, as we mentioned, you know, the Pesach season, many of the signs of the times in this season, and also what is being spoken of and done in the seclorum, in the general seclorum system of things, you know, regarding, you know, woman on a general level, woman, woman's rights about their reproductive system, so forth and so on, you know. And these are valid, you know, valid subject matters, but there's also a true view when we get to the first principles. So here, just pointing to some of the first principles, and the first thing to align is the context. But this is about the rechem, and even speaking about the mitochondrial. I don't know if you've heard, many ones have, but mitochondrial DNA. And also pointed to some of the other works of other of our scholars. I'm thinking about Barashango, Shakamusa Barashango. His work, I think it was The Black Woman, the Original Guardian Angel. Right, and it's interesting, that particular document, you know, like the evidences and what he points to, and also the connection with the womb, and also with the, we say the black, you know, we can say the archetypal, right? That archetypal, we can say black woman, right? The archetypal black woman. Some might say the original Eve or Hawa, Heva, right? Or Hewan, right? In that sense as well. So the rechem. Right, the rechem. And when we start to look at it from the Hebrew, it becomes even more interesting, because this is also the same letters, right, that brings out the same word, rachamim or racham, right, to show mercy, right, to show mercy as well. This is the same word, mamarinu, had the mehiret. Now we look at mehiret and rechem. We look at the Hebrew, and the Hebrew rechem and mehiret, what we have in the primary letters, syllables, and the primary characters is a mirror image of a word that in both languages, right, both the biblical Hebrew, right, and that pure language that he would turn to his people from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia in the Royal Amharic, refers to mercy. So the mercy and the womb, hebraically is another level of the teaching, right, that is so obvious, like from a Hebrew perspective, but we have to learn these things again. Right, we have to learn these things. We have to study these things. We have to share these things. You know what I mean? In order to become acquainted with it and have that time to really meditate on these things. So, if a woman be delivered, right? Another reading of it: a woman be delivered and be a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. Now, unclean, we have to put that into context. Right? It's not saying that she is who she is or because she's a woman or whatever. There is so many areas in Torah and in this third book of Moshe, Leviticus, that speaks about uncleanness that refers to the man. Right? So don't even go there. See, that's what the Western Gentile, the whitewashed Christians have done to divide and conquer and cause all these confusions. Right? Because the devil is a liar. Right? So it says, then she shall be unclean, right? Unclean or even not hygienic. Right, for those 7 days, as in the days of the impurity of her sickness, or referring in the context to her bleeding, because of the role of bleeding. Right, a priest can have a bloody nose and be serving in the holy place because it violates Torah in the same way. He is unclean. Right, give that context here. Right, now that is the first words. Right, that is the first words for the first of this double Torah portion, reading and feeding here, right? Now, that's the first. And then as we go forward right here, we have the Mitzorah, right? Picking up with chapter 15, the Mitzorah, which is one skin disease, is the mo better, right? Is the learned view and understanding of the Hebrew interpretation for the general basic understanding of today, every one skin disease. Now, we have in the scripts that the leper, right, the leper in the day of his cleansing, right? It says, Why daver Yahuwah el Moshe lemor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Zot tihye torat ha-mitzorah bi-yom Ahorato with Hua il HaKohen. This she shall be Zota Tihye Torat. This shall be the Torat. Now, it was interesting, we look at the ancient, we have the Taoret, but here it says Torat. This shall be the law. But it's in a feminine context. I just want you to note that there as we are looking right here, right, at the Hebrew, right, at the Hebrew. Let's see if we can bring out the Hebrew right here as we did with Tazria. Right, for the 27th and the 28th. So here, let's put the words that should bring that up as the front and center verse. Right. So here we have 14. Okay, this is on 14. Right. This is the law of the leper. Well, it says 14. Is it 14? No, I said 15. 15, excuse me, brothers and sisters, I said 15, all right, so then the Roman letters, you know, not making any excuse. Once again, this is chapter 14, it's in chapter 14 for the second part of this double portion, chapter 14, right? So once again, why David? Okay, let's get to, this would be the second verse, the intro verse at verse 1, why David? Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses saying, so what you have on the screen right there, it says, Tihiyeh, right? Tihiyeh, right? It says, Zot Tihiyeh, Zot, this Tihiyeh Torat, this shall be the direction, instruction, Torat, ha-mitzorah, right? This shall be the law, the Torat, of the mitzorah is the translated as leper or skin disease, beyom, right? Bayom, bayom, tahorato. In the day of tahorato, tahorato, his cleansing, right? In the day of his cleansing, wehuva il hakohen, wehuba il hakohen, wehuba il hakohen, wehuba il hakohen. He shall be brought to the priest. Wehuba il hakohen. So he's going to be brought to who? To the Kohen, to the priest. So here we have the second, right, first words, right, the mitzora. Just to bring this up front and center, right, the mitzora comes from the word tzara. Now there's some very interesting teaching and builds just getting acquainted with, okay, Hebraically, what are the first words? How do these first words right here, how do they correspond? Right, how do they correspond with, so here we have this for the Tazria, right, the Tazria, right, the Tazria, for this double portion right here, right, and then let's go right here, and let's go right here, and let's do this right here. Okay, if a woman have conceived seed, Tazria, first of the double portion, and these sabbatical slides, right, the sabbatical slides, right, are available as well at the Rastafari Foundation, you know, .org, .org. Now we have the Hamitzora. We need to update.
And also LOJS.org, update on the site, LOJS.org.
Operative word, right, do we have, okay, right here, the operative word would be, I think, Lemtzamu. Lemtzamu. Let's see if we go to the page right here. I think we have the page right here. I know we had put in, to like update that right there, but I guess it hasn't been updated as of yet. The word that we have there, bementatu ken, refers more to the cleansing part, right? It should be, I think, lemtzamu, lemtzamu. We have some of the other, let's see, what's the other script? Okay, I think we had that, the Amharic. We have our hard copy Amharic. But let's do this right here. Let's see if we can do this right here. Let's go to our desktop right here and, okay, show our desktop. Very good program right here, the Yota or Iota from Iesus.com, right? Iesus.com. So we go here to the Bilui Kidan. Let's go to the Old Testament scriptures. And here we'll go to chapter 12. Did I say chapter 11? I don't know why I'm reading the Roman numbers like that. Apologies, brothers and sisters. Sisters and brothers. All right, Sauna. Right, here we have Bamarinya. Right, so this is for the first. Right, and then, this is read the verse right here, share this on the record. So it's called Orit Zele Wawian, Orit Zele Wawian, Orit Zele Wawian, Mi'raf Asra Hulet, chapter 12. Kut'er'an, verse 1, Egziavi Harim, Musain and Dibelo Tanagaro. And Egziavi the Sustainer, the good, generous Ab. Right, Moses like this, saying he spoke to him. Second verse, Kuter Hulet, Le Israel Jo Chendi Bele Nigracho, Seita Vita Regiza Wenda Lijema Bita Walid, Sabat Ken Yahila Ye Rekesechnat, Inda Himemwa Mergem Werat Te Rexalech. Right, so this is the corresponding, the key word right here is this word right here, bitaregis, sate, the word sate, woman, in the sense of a female or woman, bitaregis, woman would be more correct, there's another word for female on that level, but sate, right, bitaregis, but it does have it's like the shortened form of eshet. In the Hebrew we have eshet, point as eshet, right? But also because the Aleph, it could be Aset, like we said, Aset. If an Aset, Vitareges, Wend a Lijim, Vitawelid, Wend Lij, Wend, right? A male Lij, Vitawelid, she gives birth to, right? Sebata Ken Yahila Yarekesechna, that she shall be Rekesech. She should be ritually, you could say, unclean. She has to give time, you know, like the land. Like the land is feminine too. Sometimes the land, you have to allow the time land for it to nutrize, like for it to heal up in that sense, right? In the memoir and in her sickness, right, as her sickness, mergem, werat, terek, salech, right? So we have this, it's almost like a quarantine, so to speak, time, but not a quarantine time in the sense as though, you know, it's not for her best, right? It's almost like that's a woman's time. Many women in the tribe traditionally took that as their time, right? You know, because in that time they would be free of other activities and focus on themselves. It's almost like the me time, so to speak, right? But it's not just when she would be with child. Right, because we don't use that word because of the Babylon matrix. The pregnant word has a negative connotation, but it means with dis-ease, right? Here, it is treating the woman so that she will be able to rejuvenate in her spirit, soul, and body, right? And there's a certain time set for a male and a female child. We went into those differences as well. Once I haven't checked it out, hopefully we can make those videos available, that teaching available, or we can go over it after we touch on this right here. We're in Orit Zel Lewawian, Mi'raf, chapter Asara Arat, chapter 14. Qutan, verse 1. Exiavrim Musain and Di Seal Tanagro. And Exiav to sustain the good, generous Father, Yahuwah, speaking of Jehovah, Hak Ados Baruch Baruch Hashem, Musain and Di Seal. Moses, like this, saying, Tanagaro, right? He spoke, saying like this, Bemen Tzatu Ken, in the day of his cleansing, Yelem Tzamu of the Lem Tzamu. So the name, the corresponding name, correctly, making a little update, will be Yelem Tzamu. Of the one with the Dewe is the dawa, and we actually have that word. I see the word in verse three. Right there, the Dewe Dawa. If you rewind the vid, you'll see that part of Dewe, the Dawa, right? We're looking at this word, right? This word corresponds to the Hebrew, what was it, Dawa, when it spoke about, you see the word right there, that's Dewe. So the Dewe corresponds with this word right here. Let's see if we can bring this up right here. Corresponds with this word right here, Let's see. Do we have this word under here? Dawa, right? Is it Dawa? That's a Tame. That's a Ta here. Like we have the Teru. Okay, here we go. Let's just go right here and scroll on this. Woman seed. There we go to Leviticus. Leviticus right here. Boom. 12 and 2. And which word was it? For an infirmity, dava. They have dava pointed there, but you look at the phonetics, is dawa, right? Dawa. Dawa, to be ill. So this is also another correspondence in the Afro-Semitic language, because Hebrew is Afro-Semitic, and the Royal Amharic is Afro-Semitic as well, right? So here, for this will be the update for, instead of men-tzatu, right, and we're going to try to get right to work on it, share it with the brothers and sisters, and, you know, update everyone on that right here. So when we had, because we were the ones responsible for choosing that word in it, we should have chosen the word that's highlighted right here, Yelem Tzamu. We had went over this previously, but we haven't updated some of the word art. So this is what we're doing even in this season, in this time right here. right? So here, let's just read this right here. Let's come out of this, right? Let's come out of this. Let's just go to the copy just to get that off the screen. Here, Orit ze Lewawian. Orit, the Torah of the Lewawian, right? Verse 14. I mean, chapter 14, Mi'raf, 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 or Mi'raf, as it said today, Mi'raf, chapter Asara, Arat, chapter 14. So we read that one, Exavrim, Musain, and D. Silu Tanagaro, Ukutar Hulet, the Menzatu Ken, Ye Lemzamu, Hig, Ye Yehona, Wada Kahinu, Ye West Dutal. So here it says, in the day of his cleansing, b'mentzatu ken, yeah, lemtzamu. So the lemtzamu is the word that would equal mitzorah, mitzorah. Apologies, chavarim, you know, for actually we updated it. We spoke on this in the previous shanas, right? But when we had first, you know, started, you know, with the yeshiva, Rastafari yeshiva, you know, and the studies with the chavarims, you know, is that, you know, we are pruning. This is some pruning going on, right? Yelem tzamu hig, right? So the hig, the word hig, right? The word hig, hak, hig, is the word for law, right? Within the royal Amharic, that refers to law. So this is saying that of the leper, right? The law of the leper, yeh, this in the he sense, yehonal, this shall be. What a kahinu, right? The kahinu. The word kahinu corresponds with ha kohen, kahinu, the priest or his priest, kahinu, ye west dutal, ye west dutal, he shall be taken, they shall take him, what a kahinu, ye west dutal, you know, we said dutal, ye west dutal, they shall take him to him, they shall take him to the priest. So here, brothers and sisters, far and near, right, here for this double, right, portion, this reading and feeding. Updates forthcoming. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, 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 shalom.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat for this double Porsche, double Porsche, double Porsche, double Porsche.
What, the Black Nation? I love it. From the day my mom and the dog, I call out the Africa still remains so fine. Empresses and emperors living from Indochina. I know you're the first to give birth unto mankind. Now let me say you'll be heard, being Omega's divine. Take out to Zion, I give thy praise. That's where my covenant will be always. How have you been going through those days? You've been away for many days. Love, woman, and child. For you I really have so much love. Just make things great. Oh yeah, you and the children, I see them in front of your face. I say, keep them close as you live, increase their faith. Marcus David, don't save him, save the future for me. Oh, 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 natural nature is the way to your needs. You were born as the one to conceive. Now let my joy put away your grief. You want a child of food as free. Yeah, woman and child, you, yeah, yeah, yeah. For you I'm having so much fun. Oh, oh, oh.
I could never put eyes on. Hey, 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 love woman and child, you, yeah, yeah, yeah. For you I have so much love, oh, oh. All of bills and kinds will fade away. They would never make I proud, alone with one though, standing at your door, just in Ethiopian clothes, coming more and more. Oh, what a lovely day, the blessing is so pure, someone conceived today, of this I am sure. Yeah, 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 black woman and child, you, yeah, yeah, yeah. For you have got so much love, oh, oh. All the bills and fairy eyes will fade away, then never you make I proud. Oh, 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 black woman and child, yeah, yeah, yeah. For you I have so much love, oh, oh. All the bills and fairy eyes will fade away, then never you make I proud. Say it aloud, Kamala and Africa still remain so fine. Empresses and emperors living from Indochine. I know you're the first to give birth unto mankind. Now let me say your rebirth, clean up big as the wine. Ho, 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 take I to Zion, I give high praise. That's where my covenant should be always. How have you been going through those days? Something away for many years, yeah.
Black woman and child, yes, I, for woman conceived seed. There's four kinds of children, men from Pesach. Passover, four kind of children. Which kind of child at the Seder, at the supper are you?
The Torah commands us four times to teach our children about the Exodus from Egypt, suggesting there are four kinds of children, each of whom learns in a different way. Our challenge is to find the best way to respond to each child's needs. The Torah speaks of four kinds of sons. One is wise, one is defiant, one is simple-minded, and one doesn't know what to ask. What sort of child are you at this Seder? Who is wise? The one who learns from every person. Ben Zoma. Kenain Arba Wanim Debra Torah Ehad Chaham Ve'ehad Rasha Ve'ehad Tam Ve'ehad Sha'enu Yod Ah Leshul. Child 1. The wise son, Chaham, inquires about why the Hebrews practice the laws and customs of Passover. What are these laws to us? This son is wise, since he has a thirst for knowledge and wants to know more about the traditions of his people, Jah's people. This Seder is for him. The second child, the defiant son, Rasha, wants no part of the Seder and asks why the Hebrew people, other than him, practice such things. This son spurns his heritage and acts like a stranger at the table. We admonish this child to wake up, to appreciate who he is, and to be grateful. The third child, the simple son, Tom, simply wants us to know what is right so that he can please Elohim and other people as he should. We take the time to help this child grasp the significance of Passover and to help him appreciate his identity as a Hebrew. The fourth child, the son who does not know enough to ask, Sha'enu Yod Ah Leshul, is a young child who is encouraged to be entertained and cared through the service. The story of the four sons is intended to commend the wise son and to encourage us to remember the roots of our faith. We must study Torah and respect the Hebrew way of life. For if we neglect this, we have failed in our responsibility to our divine heritage.
Tonight, to the point where I had to ask, who am I? Then I remember what they do to Christ. He was nailed to a cross and crucified. Now that the light came to me, I wonder if they're gonna do the same to me. And when the truth hits painfully, that's when you know if you're really who you claim to be. For so long we've been
papa told him find a different town. Never come back, hold your own, but you are a star, I wish I never know you. No, rejected for the life he drew, all alone. The stone that the builder man refused, it's gonna stone. Cause her mother just took a look in her purse. She find a clay pottery and some holy herbs, and the wise mind a filey eye the first. Mama say, young girl, you're losing your mind. Did you get these things from Satan? And she say, no mama, I got the cottery from Janine and the wise mind from I Nation. Please mama, don't screw tonight. Take this book and give it a try. This herb open up your eyes. Experience the wonders of Rastafari. I let you love the children. We are. I let you love the children. We are Ethiopians by blood. Africa was born in us.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with
bountifully with bountifully
with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully קולי אל אדוני את חנן, אשפוך לפניו שיחי, צרתי לפניו אגיד, בהתעטף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, באורח זו אהלך, תאמנו פח לי. הבט ימין וראה, ואין לי מכיר, אבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי, אתה מחסי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אל רינתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מרודפי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאה ממסגר נפשי להודות את שמך, בי יכתירו צדיקים, כי תגמול עליי.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
In today's daily psalm, the psalmist laments his persecuted state and asks Ha'adon, Adonai, to deliver him from his enemies. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Meim Beit. Mizmor Kof Meim Beit. Masakil le David. Masakil, a masakil of David. Biyahiyoto ba me'ara tefila. A prayer when he was in the cave. The cave. The cave. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 142. The Kof Meim Kof. Kof Meim Beit, Kof Meim Beit. Psalm 142, Psalm CXLII. A plea for help. The pathos, the pathetic tone of the Mizmor is most appropriate to the occasion in David's life. Mentioned in the superscription, Maskil David, Bi Yahoto Ba Me'ara Tefila, Ba Me'ara Tefila. When he was in the cave, a prayer, a tefila. But as a composition, it is certainly of a later date. There's a parallel that may have been drawn between his dangerous plight and that of the people in the hazardous time during and after the captivity. Although the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation is a personal cry, a personal call, and the I is not the nation speaking as an individual, an indivisible dual. The writer makes use of other psalms with which he was acquainted, a practice which is evidence of a post-Davidic origin to today's daily psalm. But what we have here essentially is the psalmist, David, and we lamenting, I persecuted, downpressed state, and asking Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, asking Adonai to deliver I from I enemies. So here we have a maskil. Maskil, in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Psalms of David, the Mizmor of David, of His Majesty, we have Timharit. Now, some say the maskil, which has to do with skill, which has to do with a well-written composition, which has to do with that understanding to chant praises, with understanding of the understanding, that overstanding. So the sense of a teaching can apply to the term maskil. Now, what we have here is a word derived, maskil, from the Hebrew to be prudent, to be wise, to be circumspect. Various options are a contemplative song, a song imparting moral wisdom, the moral chokmah, or a skill for a well-written psalm. Now, the term maskil, maskil, it occurs in the superscriptions of Psalm 32, Psalm 42, Psalm 44, Psalm 45, Psalms 52 to 55, Psalm 74, Psalm 78, Psalm 88, Psalm 89, and today's daily psalm, Psalm 142, as well as in Psalm 47 and 7. Take note, Chabarim, Psalm 47 and 7. Now, according to the superscription, a maskil of David when he was in the cave of prayer, maskil lit David, bi yahoto, ba me'ara, in the me'ara, ba me'ara tefila, David wrote this psalm, this mizmor, while in the me'ara, ba me'ara, in the cave. This probably refers to either the incident that we have in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1, or to the one recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 3. Also make reference to the superscription that we have in Psalm 57 as well, Psalm 57. Beginning off here, we have that as the Aleph verse in the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, and beginning off right here with what we can call the first verse in the translation in the KJV, I cried to Yod Hey Wahey He Who Be Who He Be with my voice to Yod Hey Wahey He Who Be Who He Be, His Divine Majesty. Did I make my supplication? Koli Eli Yahwa Azak Azak Koli Eli Yahwa Etahanan. I made supplication. I make supplication, Koli, my voice, Eli Yahweh, to Jehovah. With my voice, do I Ezak, do I cry? Now, here in the Hebrew, it says, I cried, the Zaak, to shriek from anguish or danger, by analogy, is to be a herald, to announce, to convey publicly, to call out, to call together, to make a cry, to cry out, to come with such a company, to gather, to cause to be proclaimed. He says, I called out, I shrieked, I shouted out from the anguish, from the danger. Koli Eli Yahweh Ezaak, Koli Eli Yahweh Etahanan. With my voice, to He Who Be, We Be, Eli Yahweh, Eli Yahweh, Eli Yod Hey Wehey, Etahanan. His complaint, with my voice, invoker, he invoked this. His anguish must find relief in the earnest cry, the Zaak. Ezak, Koli, Eli Yahweh, Ezak, Koli, Eli Yahweh, Etahanan. Must find relief in the earnest cry, the call out, invoker. With my voice, to He Who Be, We Be, to Adonai. Yes, I, do I cry, do I call out, do I shriek? Jah! I poured out my complaint before Him. I shewed before Him my trouble. I poured out my complaint. He begins off here in this today's daily psalm, a plea for help. When he was in the cave, some say even the cave of Ein Gadi. This prayer, his complaint. First words of his complaint with my voice. Koli Eli Yahweh Ezaak, Koli Eli Yahweh Etahanan. Eshpok, le fanayo, sichi, my complaint, his sichi, siyach, contemplation, siyach in the Hebrew. Elsewhere it's translated in the KJV as either a babbling, a communication, a complaint, a meditation, a prayer, a talk. We have the siyach, he says, sichi, Eshpok, pouring out, le fanayo, before his face, his presence, his perception. Sihi, my complaint. my contemplation, my utterance. Sarati lef anayo agid. I declare before him my trouble. Sarati, my trouble, my anxiety. Sarati lefanayo, in his perception, in his face. Lefanayo agid. I do declare. KJV says, I shoot from the nagad, the root, agid, I, nagad, I, in front of him to manifest, to announce, always by word of mouth to one present. See, this is the key of the, we have the nagid, we have here the agid, and then we have the haggadah, even for Pesach, the haggadah, the telling, the announcing, the newsing, always by word of mouth, to one present, specifically to expose or to predict, to explain or to praise, to stand boldly out opposite, to manifest, to announce, always by word of mouth. He says, poured out, pour out, the pouring out, using the literal sense of the pouring out of the complaint before he who be my trouble before him, I declare. And here, we have the next verse. When my spirit was overwhelmed within I, then thou, the I, knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for I. Here we have verses 1 to 4. In verses 1 to 4, his complaint, making his complaint, his plea, and basing his plea on these words, when my spirit fainteth within me, within I, behita atef alai ruchi, behita atef alai ruchi, when my ruchi, my spirit fainteth, behita atef alai in I, ruchi, fainted my spirit, thou, the I, knowest, the I knowest my path, wi'ata, ya da'ita, wi'ata, and the I, ata, Adonai, ata, the I, speaking to he who be, we be, directly, the I, male, ya da'ita, the I knowest, ne? Nitibati, my path, you know my path, Chanos, Natib, the beaten track, the Natib, the word for path here, Nitibati, the Natib is a beaten track, the track of the traveler. You know my regular, the way I trod. You know my path. Thou knowest the words are, some say in a parenthetic, the psalmist interrupts the account of his danger with the assertion that he is not telling Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, of it for his information. He is aware of it all. He is aware of it all when he says, Wa'ata yada'ita, 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 the I knows, yada, the I knows, netivati, my path. But he is newsing this, his troubled heart is eased when he thus, like this, unburdens it. So we have to look at the change right here when he says, when my spirit faileth within me, he says, thou knowest my path, in the way wherein I walk, Have they hidden a snare for I? Be orach zu, ahalek, tamnu fachli, setting a trap, laying it. Taman is to hide, to cover over, to lay in secret. A pach, here upon as fach, also pach. It's like a sheet, a metal sheet, as pounded thin. Also, it's like a spring net a spring net has spread out like a lamina, like it's like a djinn, a sneer. You know, they set a sneer, like I'm an animal. They have hidden a sneer, a trap for I. He says, look, look, look. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. KJV brings out four verses like that. Here in the Sefer Tehillim it reads, look on my right hand and see, for there is no man that knoweth me. I have no way to flee. No man careth for my soul. Look. So here we have in the KJV, I looked. But the Hebrew brings out the sense of look on my right hand, look on my right hand, look on my right hand and see. Habeit yamin, urei, and see, seen, urei, seen. Look on my right hand and see. Habeit yamin, urei, and see. There was no man that knoweth me. Ein li makir. Ain li makir, no man knows I have no way to flee. Abad Manos Mimeni. Abada Manos Mimeni. Ain Doresha Li Nafshi, no man cared for she, for my soul, no man ain Doresh. Nashi, no man care for my soul. Where a champion should be standing to defend me. Look on my right hand. I don't have nobody at my right hand. Look to my right hand. That's where the champion should be standing to defend I. Look on my right hand and see. Habit yamin. Ure. And see. Seen? For there was no man that knoweth me. Wain li makir. Wain li makir. The nakir, the nakar, no man there to scrutinize, to look out, you know, to look out for I. There was no one to recognize, right? No man knoweth I, no man recognize I. This is used also in Herut, in Ruth, Ruth chapter 2, verse 19, for one who befriends, one who befriends another, one who looks out as a friend, look out for another, recognizes them and looks out for them. There was none for I. No man cared for my soul. Ain doresh lit nafshi. Ain doresh. There was no man that darash, follow, sought after, you know, search for, looked out for the well-being of, concerned to help. There was none that was concerned to help in saving I and our life from the danger and from the danger. We have Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Chapter 30, verse 17 also brings out the same sense right here. Now, at this particular verse here, verse 4, we have the opening section of his complaint fulfilled. Now, in verses 6 to 8, second part of this psalm, today's daily psalm, here we have a fulfillment of his petition, his and I and I petition. Here, picking up in verse 5, he says, I cried, za'ak, once again, za'akti. Za'akati lekai Yahuwa. I cried to the I, O Jehovah. I said, thou, the I, art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Za'akati lekai Yahuwa. Amarti hata machsi heleki be'aretza ha chayim. I cried, I shrieked out, Za'akti alekai Yahuwah. I cried to thy Jehovah, Amarti, I have said, Amarti, I have said, Ata, the I, male, the I and none other, Ata, Machsi, Ata, the I, Machsi, my refuge, my portion, Chelki, Ba'aretza HaChayim. My portion in the Aretz HaChayim, in the land of the living. Chalki b'Aretz HaChayim. My portion in the land of the living. You see, his petition here, Although the two verses, verses 5 and 6, as a study and analysis reveal, are made up almost in their entirety from phrases which are found elsewhere in the Psalms, they do not read like an artificial compilation, but have an intensity which is unmistakable. This verse and verse 6. Hark Shiva, Hark Shiva, Illa Rinati, Hark Shiva, Illa Rinati, attend to my cry, attend to my cry, attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors and false prosecutors, for they are stronger, they are stronger than I. Hark Hak Shiva Ilarinati Kia Daloti Meod Hats Elaini Meyarodafai Kia Amsu Mimeni, for they are too strong for me. Kia Amsu Mimeni, they're too strong for I. Here in these two verses, we have cried and said, better I cry, I say. I cry, Za'akati, I shriek, Amarati, I say, I speak. What he did before in times of crisis, he does now. What is done before, I do now. I do's what I does. He says, Ata Machsi, the I, Ata, and none other, Machsi, my refuge. Here, this word is used as well in Psalm 91, round about verse 1, verse 2. Psalm 91. My portion, chelki, 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 chelek, chelki, my portion, bi'aretz ha'chayim. My portion, we have the word for portion, the chelki, in Psalm 16, round about verse 4, verse 5, as well as Psalm 73, round about verse 25, verse 26, in the land of the living, bi'aretz ha'chayim, the aretz ha'chayim. Land of the living, also in Psalm 27, round about verse 12, verse 13. Then in verse 6, attend to my cry, attend to my cry. We find this phraseology in Psalm 17, verse 1, as well as, for I am brought very low. Ki adaloti me'od, ki adaloti me'od, for I am brought very low. In Psalm 79, round about verse 7, verse 8, deliver and the persecutors, deliver I from my persecutors. Hatzeleini meya rodfai, rodfai, pursuers, the rodfai. Rodfai, we have those who are about the radaf. They run after, they run down, running after with and running down with hostile intent. In the figurative and the literal sense, Hatzeleini me rodefai, snatch I out of their hand. I'll snatch me up from the pursuers. Ki amsu mimeni, for they are too strong. Ki amsu, amsu, they're strong, mimeni, from me, more than I. So here, the deliver persecutors, we have Psalm 7, round about verse 1, verse 2. Psalm 31, round about verse 15, verse 16. For they are too strong for I. In Psalm 18, there's Psalm 18, round about verse 17, KJV, verse 18, in the Hebrew Sefer Tehillim. Here, bringing us to the final verse of this petition, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Beit, Kof Mem Beit, Psalm 142. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass I about, for thou, the I, shalt deal bountifully with I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to thy name. Hotziah mia masagera nafshi. Hotziah mia masager nafshi. Bring my soul, bring she out of prison, that so that I may give thanks to thy name. Le, le, ho, ho, ho. Deot lehodot lehodot et shemeka lehodot Lehodota eta shmeka, bia, yaka, tirua, tzadikim, ki, tigmol, alai, that the righteous shall crown themselves because of me, bringing out the Hebrew, that I may give thanks to thy name, Lehodota eta shmeka, to the eyes shem, the eyes male name, that I may give thanks to the eyes male name, that the righteous shall crown themselves because of I. Biya yakati ruwa tzadikim, for thou, the I, will deal bountifully with I. Ki tigmol alai, bring my soul out of prison. Hotziya miya masager nafshi, not to be understood so much literally, but a metaphor for the wretchedness and the ratchetness and the life hampered by besetting foes and enemies and frenemies. Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 7, where this phrase and this meaning, it means the land of captivity, coming out of, bringing Einai's soul out of prison, is coming out of the land of captivity. Hotziyah miya masager nafshi, so that I may give thanks to thy name, Lehodote Teshemeka, in gratitude, gives gratitude, giving gratitude for the deliverance, the deliverance, also brought out in Psalm 140, round about verse 13, verse 14, that the righteous, the tzadikim, shall crown themselves because of I, be a yakatiru, be yakdiru, tzadikim, crown themselves because of I. My deliverance, I deliverance will cause the righteous, the tzadikim, the tzadikan, to be filled with exaltation, since it implies their vindication also. The phrase may also perhaps mean, because of me, because of I, shall the righteous crown thee, I, with praises, eyes. The most probable translation, some say, is, on account of me, the tzadikim, the righteous, shall adorn themselves with crowns, will rejoice triumphantly. Ki tigmol alai, for thou will deal bountifully. Ki tigmol, 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 with me alai, deal bountifully with me. We have Psalm 13, round about verse 5 or 6, and Psalm 116, round about verse 11, verse 12, and 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 verse 12.
Black and 5% white in jail. 95% black and 5% white in jail. give something, you have to let off something. Hey, yeah, hey. You have to know how to use your hands and feet. Yeah, yeah, hey. Look how the Babylon treat us so badly. Hey, yeah. 95% black and 5% white in jail. 95% black and 5% white in jail. Humble yourself, my brothers and sisters. Humble yourself, my brothers and sisters. No, you may not want you to change your intention. Set up a production plan. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now open your eyes to reality.
Reality.
Whoa, whoa. And try to work and make some money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 95% black and 5% white in jail. 95% black and 5%
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet,
mizmor
le'asav,
mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with
Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. Today's daily psalm is Mon Kof Mim Beit. Kof Mim Beit. Kof Mim Beit. Here, here, here. Psalm. Here, here, here. Psalm. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. Today's daily psalm is one Kof Mim Beit. Kof Mim Beit. Kof Mim Beit. Here, here, here. Psalm 142. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Mim Beit. Kof Mim Beit. Kof Mim Beit. Kof Mim Beit. Here, here. Psalm CXLII. Psalm 142. Here, here, here. A midrash. A midrash. On today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Mim Beit. Kof Mim Beit. Maskil of David. Maskil le David. Maskil of David. When he was in the cave. A prayer. With my voice I cried to the Lord. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm. Hebraically. Verses 1 and 2. The Aleph and the Beit verse. Today's daily psalm. Maskil le David. Be hiyoto ba me'ara tefilah. Maskil of David. Maskil le David. When he was in the cave. Be hiyoto ba me'ara. In the me'ara. Ba me'ara. When he was in the cave. Tefilah. 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 A prayer. Here, here, here. Maskil le David. Bihioto ba me'ara tefillah. Shlomo, Solomon. Solomon said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is set up on high. Here, here. Mishle Shlomo, the mashal of Shlomo. Proverbs, parables, the Proverbs of Solomon. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is set up on high. Migdal Oz, Shem, Yahuwah, Bo, Yarutzaz, Arika, We, Nisgav. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Migdal Oz, Migdal, Tower, Oz. Migdal Oz, Shem, Yahuwah. Name of Yahweh, Shem, Yahuwah. The name of Jehovah, Migdal Oz. A strong tower, shame, Yahuwah, Bo, Yarutz, Bo, in it, in him, in it, Bo, Yarutz, runneth, Tzadik, Tzadik, righteous, justified, the righteous one, V'nisgav, 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 and is set up, up on high, Migdal Oz, shame, Yahuwah, Bo Yarutz Azarika, Witniskab. That is to say, when the righteous, when the Tzadik are in trouble, they do not torment themselves, but put their trust in Yahweh, in Yahweh, in Jehovah. So too, Scripture says, even in Psalm 34, Hebraically verses 1 to 2, a psalm of David, when he changed his demeanor before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, at all times. His praise, his eyes shall continually, itinually be in my mouth. Mizmor, Mizmor, Lamei, Dalet, Mizmor, Lamei, Dalet. Psalm 34, here, here, here. The Aleph and the Beit verse. Lidawi, De, Shanoto, Eta, Ta'imo, Lif. Lifnei avi melek, waya yegar shehu, waya yelak. Abarka et Yahuwah bekol eit, tamid tehilato befi. Mizmor lamed dalet of David, lid David, de shanoto eta ta'emo. When he changed his behavior, b'shanoto etat amo, lifnei Abimelech, lifnei before, in the presence of, in the face of, Abimelech, Abimelech. Vayegar shehu, vayelak, who drove him away, vayegar shehu, and he departed, vayelak. I will bless Yahweh, Jehovah, at all times, at all I was. Ebarka et Yahuwah bekol eit. His praise shall continually, itinually, always, tamid, be in my mouth. Tamid, tehilato, tehilato, his tehilah, his elilta, his praise, his eyes, his tehilato, befi, be, in, fi, in my fi, in my fe, pe, in my mouth. Mizmor, lame, dalet, le dawid. Be shanoto etat almoa lifnei avimelek. Wayagar shehu awaylak. Ebarka et yahua bekol eit. Tamid tehilato befi. Likewise, when David fled before Absalom, he composed a mizmor, a psalm, a chant to none, no one other than to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, than to the Holy One, the set apart one, blessed be he. And when David was in the wilderness of Yehuda, of Judah, he called to mind the name of none, of no one, none other than HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, than the Holy One, blessed be he. For whenever David found himself in trouble, he put his trust in HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, in the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. When David was in the cave, he cried out to none, to no one other than to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, as it is said, even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Kof Mim Beit, Psalm 142 here, the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first and second verses, Hebraically, Maskil of David, when he was in the cave, a prayer. With my voice, I cried, I cried out, Jehovah. Mizmor Kof Mim Beit, Kof Mim Beit, Maskil le David, Biyoto Ba Me'ara Tesila. Oli, Eli Yahuwah, Azak, I shrieked with my voice. Oli, my voice, Eli Yahuwah, Eli Yahuwah, Ella Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to Yahweh, Ezak, I shrieked with my voice to Jehovah. Maskil Dawid, Bihiyoto, Bam Arat Fila, Oli, Eli Yahuwah, Azak. What is meant by the words maskil of David? What is meant by maskil le David? They mean that while Saul and David were in the cave, ba me'ara, in the cave, David meditated, and saw that no man stands firm by virtue of his wealth, by virtue of his wisdom, or by virtue of his strength, But what does sustain him? What does sustain him? Tefilato, his prayer. David understood. Hisakil. This after he meditated, after he iditated, and thereupon said that nothing but prayer, tefillah, does man good. Hence, maskil le David. Hence here, a maskil of David, of David. Here, midrash note on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Beit, Psalm 142, on his skill, here, coming from the root sakal. By reading this, masakil, also from the Hebrew root sakal, is taken to mean understanding. His skill, circumspection, understanding, understanding, skill. David understood his skill. He understood this, therefore he composed a maskil le David. He understood his skill this after he meditated, iditated, and thereupon said that nothing but prayer does a man good. Hence here, maskil le David, bi yoto bab ara tefila. With my voice I cried, I shrieked to Yahweh, to Jehovah. With my voice, I make supplication to Yahweh, to Jehovah. Koli li Yahuwah ezak. Koli li Yahuwah Eta Hanan, with my voice, Koli, Koli, with my call, with my voice, with my sound, my word, sound, Koli, Eli Yahuwah, Ella Yahuwah, to Yahweh, hey, to he who be, who ye be, Ezak, 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 I shriek, Ezak, Koli, Eli Yahuwah, Ezak, I shrieked to he who be, who ye be, Koli, my voice, with my voice, Eli Yahuwah, to he who be, who ye be, Eta Hanan, Eta Hanan, I make supplication, Eta Hanan, I make supplication for grace, for Hana, Eta Hanan, Koli Eli Hua, Ezak, Koli Eli Hua, Eta Hanan. Why, Lama, why did David, twice say, with my voice? Why did David twice say, Koli, with my voice, with my sound, Koli? Likewise, why did David twice ask for Ha'el, Ha'el, for the Almighty's mercy? In the verse, even the verse from Psalm 57, Hebraically, the second verse, the bait verse that reads, be merciful to I, O El Elohim, O Elohim, be merciful to I, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. Chaneni Elohim, chaneni, be gracious, be merciful, Shohan, Shohana, Han, grace, mercy, chaneni, chaneni, choneni, Elohim, choneni, be gracious to I, choneni, Elohim, O Elohim, O Creator, O Judge, O Elohim, chaneni, be gracious to me, be gracious to ani, be gracious to I, chaneni, Elohim, chaneni, choneni, Elohim, choneni. Lamaze? Why? Because David meant this. Be merciful, be gracious to I, that I fall not into the hand of Shaul, into the hand of Saul. And be merciful, gracious to I, choneni, that Shaul, that Saul, fall not into Yadi, into my yad, into my hand. So too, with my voice I cry to Yahweh, with my voice, with my vocal, with my word sound, I cry, I shriek to he who be, who he be, Koli, Eli Yahuwah, Ezak, 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 that I fall not into the yard, the hand of Shaul, of Saul, and with my voice I make supplication, call for mercy, for grace to Yahweh, that Shaul, that Saul, fall not into Yadi, into my hand, Koli, Eli Yahuwah, Eta Hanan, Eta Hanan. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. Here, 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 today's mizmor, today's chant here, Hebraically the gimel, or the gamel, the third verse right here, here, here. I pour out my complaint before him. Eshpok le fanayo sihi. Eshpok le fanayo. Or some might read lifanav, eshpok lifanav, sichi, eshpok, I pour, eshpok, I pour out, lifanav, lifanayo, before him in his presence, in his perception, sichi, 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 my complaint, my siyach, my complaint, my meditation, my agitation, my complaint, here, 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 I declare before him my trouble, arati lifanayo, Agid, Eshpoka lefanayo sichi, Sarati lefanayo, Agid, I declare Agid, I agada Agid, I declare before him, lefanayo, my trouble, Sarati, my anxiety, my Sara, Sarati, Eshpoka lefanayo sichi, Sarati lefanayo, Agid. So scripture says right here, here, here in Psalm 102 in Mizmor Kof Beit, Kof Bayit, Kof Beit. Psalm 102, here, here, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse. Scripture says, a prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth and pours out his complaint before Yahweh, before Jehovah. Tefila le'oni ki ya'itof with lefi. We lifne Yahuwah Yishpoka Sichi. We lifne Yahuwah Yishpok Sihi, a prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth. Tefila le'oni, kia ya'itofa, and poureth out his complaint before Yahweh, before he who be who he be. We lifne Yahweh, ishpoka sihi, sihi, his complaint, his agitation, his meditation, his complaint. And Hannah said in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 15 to 16, I poured out my soul before Yahweh, Yahweh. Out of the abundance of my complaints and my vexation have I spoken hitherto, heretofore, hitherto. Wahaya kia hira bita le hita palela lifne Yahuwah we eili shomera eta piha. Here the fuller verse, First Samuel chapter 1, verse 12, right here. And it came to pass as she continued praying before he who be, that eili, that eili marked her mouth, with Eli Shomereta Piha. Here. Verse 15 and verse 16. First Shemuel chapter 1 verse 15, full of 4 KJV. And Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh, before Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Wa ta'an Hannah. Wa tomer lo adoni isha kshata ruach anoki we yayin we shekar lo shatiti lo shatiti wa eshpoka eta nafshi lifnei Yahuwah. And Hannah answered, No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink. But I pour out my soul before he who be who he be. But I have poured out nafshi before Yahuwah. Wata'an Hannah, and Hannah answered. Watomer, and said, Lo Adoni, no, my Lord. Isha keshat ruach. I am a isha, eshat, or said of a keshat ruach, of a sorrowful, of a afflicted ruach, afflicted spirit. Lo Adoni, isha keshat ruach, anoki, I myself, with yayin and wine, with shekar, with yayina, with shekar lo, shatiti, I have not drunk wine or strong drink, wa eshpok, and I poured out, wa eshpok, etanafshi, Lifne Yahuwah, I poured out nafshi, my soul, my psyche, lifne, before, in the face, in the presence of Yahuwah, lifne Yahuwah, in the presence of Jehovah. Here, verse 16, full of four. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto, heretofore. Ala titena eta amatika lifne bata belial ki merov sihi we ka isi di barti ada heina. Here, do not count your handmaid as a worthless woman. Or here, count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial. Alatitain, don't give. Alatitaina eta amatika, amataka, thy handmaid, lifne, present person of bat, daughter, Belial, bata Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief, out of the abundance, ki may robe, for may from robe, from the nothingness, ki merov, sihi, from the abundance of sihi, from the abundance of my complaint, my siyach, is a meditation, iditation, a musing, a meditation, a complaint, a musing, a contemplation, by implication and utterance. It can be in a meditative sense, like a babbling, a communication, a complaint, an iditation. Some places translate it as a prayer or talk, but here, meditation, iditation. Ki merov sichi, for from the nothingness of my siach, my sichi, my iditation. Where ka'isi, and grief, and my ka'as, ka'isi, my chaos, my ka'asi, ka'isi. Here we have ka'as. We have anger, vexation, provocation, or grief. Vexation usually is the sense that's brought out, vexation, right, from ka'as, to be angry, to be vexed, to be indignant, to be wroth, to be grieved. Sense of the grief, and the grief is brought out here in Hannah's words, ki merova sichi, where ka'isi, dibarti, I have spoken, dibarti, I have spoken, ad until heina, dibarti ad heina, I have spoken until now, because of the nothingness of my meditation and my vexation, my agitation, my vexation, I have spoken until now. Ki meiro sichi we kaasi kaasi dibarti adahena dibarti. I have spoken adhena. I have spoken hitherto. Hence, here. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. Eshpoka lefanayo sichi. Sarati lefanayo agid. I pour out my complaint before him. Eshpoka lefanayo sichi. I declare before him my trouble. Sarati lefanayo agid. Hear. Today's daily psalm. Hence these words. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, replies, even in the words of Psalm 55, he breaks the 23rd verse that reads, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Hashlech ad Yahuwah yehavecha v'chua yekalekalecha lo yitena le'olam amota latzadik. Cast thy burden up on he who be who he be. Hashlech al Yahuwah yehavecha, and he will sustain you. V'chu with and who and he himself with who ye kalikaleka, and he will ye kalikaleka the eye ye kalikaleka with who ye kalikaleka lo yitena leolam, and he will not give forever lo yitain leolam mot to be moved lats adik for the righteous to move, and he will not suffer the movement of the righteous forever. But the Hebrew sense, bringing out the Hebraicism, the Hebraic sense of this, lo yitain le'olam mot alatzadik, he will never, the sense of le'olam, the sense of like forever, world, also has the sense of never in this context. Like he will never, ever, lo yitain le'olam, lo yitain, not to give, not for him to give, lo yitain le'olam, he will never give mot, to be moved, right, maweta mota latz adik for the tzadik, for the righteous. Hashlek al Yahuwah yehabeka wuhua yekaleka lo yitena leolam mota latzadik. When my spirit fainteth within me, thou, I knowest my path. In the way wherein I walk have they hidden a snare for me, have they hidden a snare for I. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim Beit, Kof Mein Bayit, Psalm 142, hear, the Dalet verse. When my spirit fainteth within me, thou, that I knowest my path, in the way wherein I walk, have them hidden a snare for me. Be'hita ateif, alai ruchi, when my spirit fainteth within me, behita ateif, alai, upon I fainteth against I, alai, Alai ruchi, alai ruchi. My spirit fainteth against I. Bea hita efa alai ruchi. Thou that I knowest my path. Weata ya daita ne hiya bati ne ne tivati ne tivati ne tibati. Thou knowest my nitiva nitivat. Thou knowest my path. Weata ya daita ne tivati in the way wherein. Wherein I walk, bi orach zu, bi orach, in the orach zu, in the way in which halek I trod, bi orach zu, halek. Have they hidden a sneer for me? Have they hidden a sneer for I? Tamnu pach li, tamnu. They have hidden a pach, a fach, fach. Amnu fachli, amnu fachli, fach, a sneer, fach, an animal trap, fachli, for me, for I. Behitat efa alai ruchi, we ata yadaita nitivati, be orachzua haleka, amnu fachli. Ma, maze, what did David mean by the words? In the way wherein I walk, have they hidden a sneer for me? What did Dawid mean by the words? Bi orach zu halek tamnu fachli. In the way wherein I walk, have them hidden a sneer for I. He meant to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. All my warriors, tell I. Put forth thy hand against Saul, against Shaul. But Libi, my heart tells me, according to the words of 1 Shemuel Samuel 26 and 6, who can put forth his hand against Yahuwah's Mashiach, Jehovah's anointed, and be guiltless? Wayomer la anashayo. Chalila li yameyo wa ima. E'ise epa hadavar hazeh la adoniya. Lia Mashiach Yahuwah, Lishaloach Yado, Lishaloach Yadi, Ba'u'a Ki, Mashiach Yahuwah, who, here the fuller verse, 1 Samuel chapter 24, here we have chapter 24, verse 6, and he said to his men, Jehovah forbid that I should do this thing to my master Adoni, Jehovah's anointed, Jehovah's Messiah, to stretch mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed, the Mashiach of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Wayomer la anashayo, chalila li, meyo wa ima e'ese eta hadavar hazeh la Adoni. Lima Shiach Yahuwah, Lisha Loach Yadi Ba'u Ki Mashiach Yahuwah, who? And here the Midrash verse. In the Midrash, the verse is cited as 1 Samuel 26 and 6, but here in the KJV is 1 Samuel 20:29 and Slika 26 and 9. 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 26 and 9 in the KJV, corresponding with the Midrash in the Hebrew, 1 Samuel 26 and 6, corresponding to 1 Samuel 26 and 9, KJV, full. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against Jehovah's Messiah, against the Lord's anointed, and be guiltless? Hear. Wayomer David illa Abishai, Allah. Tashachitehu, al tashchet, al tashachitehu, destroy him not, al tashachitehu, ki mi shalach yadoa, bi Mashiach Yahuwah, v'nika, and be guiltless. David said to Abishai, Wayomer David el Abishai, do not destroy him, al tashachitehu. As we have in the Psalms, Al Tashchet, do not destroy. Here we have David saying to Abishai, Al Tashchitehu, Al Tashchitehu, destroy who? Destroy him not. Do not destroy him. Al Tashchitehu, Ki Yemiya Shalach Yadoa Bi Mashiach Yahuwah, V'nika, for who can put forth his hand? Ki, for me, me, who? Ki, for who? ki mi shalach, mi shalach. Who can stretch forth yado? Who can stretch forth his yad? Ki mi shalach yado? Be Mashiach, be Mashiach against the Messiah of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Winikah, winikah, vinikah, winikah, and nikah, and be guiltless, and be empty, and be clear, and be pure, and be free, and be innocent. Vinikah, winikah, and be clean. Bringing out the Hebraic sense of guiltless. Wayomer David el Abishai, Allah Tashachitehu, Kiyami, Shalach Yadoa, Be Mashiach Yahuwah, Winika. Hence, here, 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 even in today's Psalm Mizmor Kof Min Beit, when my spirit fainteth within me, thou that I knowest my path, in the way wherein I walk, have them hidden, have they hidden a snare for me. Be Hita et efa alai ruchi. Ata yada ita ne tibati. Be orach zua ahaleka. Amnu fachli. Look, look on my right hand and see. For there is no man that knoweth me, that knoweth I. Hear, hear, hear. The hey verse of today's psalm is morkof mim bait. Hear, hear, hear. Look on my right hand and see. For there is no man that knoweth me, there is no man that knoweth I. Habeita yamin, ure, ve'ein li, makir. Look on my right hand. Habeit yamin, habeit yamin, habeit, scrutinize, look carefully, scrutinize. Habeita yamin, look on my right hand, on my yamin. Ure, u, and re, re. Ure and re and see, command to a male to see re ure and see habet yamin ure, for there is no man ve'ain li ve'an ain and no li, and there is none for me. I actually don't say no man, but there is none for me. Ve'ain li makir makir makir, that knoweth me Hebraically in the sense of that recognizeth. That recognizes me. It's used in even Cherut, Ruth, chapter 2, verse 19, for one who befriends, a sense of who knoweth me, makir, who recognizes me, who befriends another. Look on my right hand, where the champion should be standing to defend me, to defend I. Habet yamin, ore, and see. Wein li, none for me, makir. None befriends I, none recognizes I to befriend I, none knows I in the sense of none recognizes I. Habet yamin ore, ve'ein li makir. He meant, David meant, except for thee, I. Ata, I have no one that acknowledges me, that acknowledges I, and no one and none stands to my right. But such is the I faithfulness, emunateka, that thou, the I, art the right hand of the needy. As it is said even in Psalm 109, Hebraically the 31st verse, because he standeth at the right hand of the needy to save him from them that judge in the sense of that condemn his soul. Kia ya'emoda li min. Evyon, because he standeth at the right, limin, at the yamin, limin, of the Evyon, of the needy, of the Evyon, the Evyonites, the Evyon, Evyon, kia ya'emoda limin Evyon, le hoshi'ah, mia shoftei nafsho, to save him from them that judge his soul, le hoshi'ah, to save, to hoshi'ah, le hoshi'ah, Lehoshia, mi shoftei, from the judges, the judges nafsho of his soul, mi shoftei nafsho, ki ya'emod, for ya'emod, ya'amod, ya'emod, he amat, he stands, ya'emod, for he stands, ki ya'emod, limin, for the right, to say at the right, ebion, at the right of the ebion, at the right of the needy, lehoshia, mi shoftei, to save from the judges, the shoftim, to save from the false accusers, the condemners, mi ashofte nafsho of his psyche to save. Ki aya emoda lemin ebion le hoshia mi ashofte nafsho. Hence, here, David said, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Beit, look on my right hand and see, seeing, sight. For there's no man, there's none that knoweth me, that recognizes I. Habet Ayamin, Ure, Ve'en Li Makir. Habet Ayamin, Ure, Ure, Ve'en Li Makir. Refuge fails me. No man careth for my soul. I have said, thou, the I, art my refuge. Hear, today's psalm. Hear. Verses 5 and 6, Hebraically. Refuge fails me. Fails I. No man careth for my soul. No man careth for her. I have said, thou, the I, art my refuge. Abada manosa mimeni. Eina doresha lenafshi. Zaakti eleka Yahuwah. Amarti ata machsi. Chelki be'eretza ha'chayim. Full of verse, full of folk. Here. Continue from verse 5. I have no way to flee. Avad manos amimeni. No man careth for my soul. Ein doresha lenafshi. There is none that seeketh, that inquires, that studieth to the state of affairs of my soul, my psyche. Ein doresha lenafshi. And here, the sixth verse. Zaakti eleka Yahuwah. I have cried, or more better, I have shrieked. Zaakti eleka Yahuwah. I have shrieked to thee. O he who be, who ye be. Amarti, I have said. Amarti, ata machsi, ata the I, machsi, my refuge. Ata machsi, chelki, my portion, chelki, be'eretza ha'chayim. Chelki, be'eretza ha'chayim. My portion in the land, in the eretz, be'eretz ha'chayim, in the land of the living. David said, when I entreated thee, Ata, for a refuge, it was refuge from Harasha, from the ratchet, from the wicked, and not from Shaul, not from Saul, nor from the whole of Israel, but in this hour, in this Iowa, refuge fails me, refuge fails I. I say, thou, the I, art my refuge. Abad manosa mimeni, ein doresha lenafshi, zaakti lecha Yahuwah amarti, ata machsi, refuge fails me. Abad manosa mimeni, I say, amarti, ata machsi, thou, the I, art my refuge, or I refuge. I cried to thee, to the I, O Jehovah. I said, thou, the I, art my refuge. Hear. The Yahweh, the Wow, the Vav, the sixth verse. I cried, Za'akti, Eleka, Yahuwah, Za'akti. I shrieked, Za'akti, Eleka, Yahuwah, to the I, O Jehovah. Amarti, I said, I have said, Amarti, Ata, Machsi. Ata machsi, I art machsi, my refuge. When David was imprisoned inside the cave, when David was bihioto ba me'ara, in the me'ara, and Shaul and Saul were standing outside at the entrance, David said, Adoni, my Lord, I beseech thee. Even here, words of today's daily psalm, verses 7 to 8, Hebraically. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver I from my persecutors, my false prosecutors, for they are too strong for me. For I bring my soul, bring her out of prison, that I may give thanks, young for Isis, to thy name. Attend to my cry. Hak Shiva, Ella Rinati, Rinati, to my rina, to my cry, to my shrill, right, to my singing, to my cry, to my rina, hak sheba, ella rinati, kia, daloti meod, for I am brought very low key, daloti, daloti, very low, low, for low I meod, for very low I have become, ki daloti meod, deliver me from my persecutors. Hatzleini meya rodfai. Hatzleini natzal natzal ani. Snatch me, snatch I. Hatzleini mey from rodfai. From my pursuers. For those who run I down, rodfai. Mey from rodfai. Hatzleini hatzil ani. Save in the sense of deliver here is from the natzal in Hebrew to snatch. So hatzil, snatch ani, snatch I. Hatzleini mey rodfai. From my pursuers, my persecutors, false prophets, for they are too strong for I. Ki amsu, ki amsu, mi main ni, ki for amsu, for strong, mighty, mi main ni, from me, for they are too strong for me, for I. Ki amsu, mi main ni. Hotsia, hotsia, bring Exodus, the sense of Exodus. Hotsia. Hotziah, bring her, bring she, bring my soul out of prison. Hotziah, mia masgir, mi masgir, from the masgir, from the prison. Nafshi, my soul. Hotziah, mia masgir, nafshi, that I may give thanks, young for Isis, to thy name. Lehodot. Hodot, hodot, toda, hodot, Isis, thanks. Le hodot, to give thanks, to give Isis, acknowledge. Le hodota eta shemeka. Le hodot eta shemeka. Give thanks to shemeka, to the I, male name. Hakadosh, baruku, baruk, Hashem. For this, for saving me, for saving I, thou, ata, wilt receive crowns. For it is said, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor, Kof, Mim, Beit, Psalm 142, Hebraic, the 8th verse, the righteous shall bestow crowns because of me when thou wilt deal bountifully with me. The righteous shall bestow crowns because of I when the I wilt deal bountifully with I. Hear, hear, hear. Hebraically, the 8th verse, the second part of the 8th verse, the righteous shall crown themselves. Other translation brings out the sense of the righteous shall crown themselves because of me, because of I. For thou wilt deal bountifully with me, with I. Be yakatiru tzadiki. Be yakatiru tzadiki. Bringing out the sense of the righteous shall crown themselves. Crown themselves because of I. I liverance will cause the righteous, the tzadikim, the tzadikan, to be filled with exaltation. Halel elilta, since it implies their vindication, their justification. Also, the phrase also brings out the sense of because of me shall the righteous crown thee. From Hebraically, Hebrew two truths here. Because of I shall the righteous crown the I with praises, with eyes. On account of I, the righteous shall adorn themselves with crowns, will rejoice triumphantly. Be. Here we have not ki, for, because of, but in me. Be. Yakatiru tzadiki. The righteous shall crown themselves, shall crown. It has a sense of shall crown, they shall crown. They shall crown themselves, they shall crown the I. Be. Yakatiru, yakatiru. The keter. Yakatiru tzadikim, tzadikim, the righteous. Ki, for, tigmol, tigmol, the I, rewarding, dealing bountifully. Tigmor alai, alai, upon I. Tigmor alai. Tigmol, tigmol alai. Ki, tigmol alai, deal bountifully with I, and I, and I, and I, and I. It is also written, even in Psalm 57, verse 3, I will cry to God Most High, to God that accomplisheth it for me, for I will cry to God Most High, to God that accomplishes it for I. Hear, hear, Mizmor non zain, non zain, non zain. Psalm 57, hear the Gimel, Gamel, the third verse. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, la'el gomer alai. I will cry to Elohim Elyon, to Elohim, to the highest Elohim. Elohim, the highest. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, to El, la'el, la'el, la'el. La El, to the Almighty, La El Gomer, Gomer, the one who Gomer, who accomplished, fulfilled, who Gomer, Gomer, Alai, upon I, who accomplishes it for me, who accomplishes it up on me. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, La El Gomer, Alai. Hear, 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 God Most High, Elyon, right, Most High, Elohim, we have Elohim, L'Elohim Elyon, the judge, bringing out the Elohim, the judge, and the ruler of the world, Elyon, Elohim, Elyon, Elohim, the highest, whose prerogative is to administer justice. And in the bait, the second part of the verse, it says, to God, Hebraically, La El, to El, to the Almighty, the Hebrew El, the Mighty One, the Almighty One, La El, the El, who has the power of executing his will. La El Gomer, 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 to accomplish the object. Here in the Hebrew, the object is unspecified. Gomer, accomplish what? La El, the El Gomer, the El who accomplishes, who does, alai, upon I, for I. He accomplishes whatever he determines to do. Alai, for I, and I, and I, Ekra, L'Elohim, Elyon, La'el, Gomer, Alai. And again, it is written even in Psalm 119, Hebraically the 17th verse, where it reads, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live, and I will observe thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live, and I will observe thy word. Gamol al avdecha echyeh ve'eshmera devarecha. Deal bountifully with thy servant. Here, 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 fulfilling the midrash here with Mizmor Kof Yod Eit, Psalm 119, here in the Gimel, Gamel, the Gimel section right here, 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 of Psalm 119, here, the 17th verse, Gimol, deal bountifully, Gimol, Gimol al, upon Avdeka, Gimol al Avdeka, Echye, 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 brought out in translation that I may live, Echye, in the Hebrew, I live, but moreover, I will live. Echye, I will live, even the sense of I will revive, right? Revivication. Echye, echye, not echye, not echye is I am, I will be. Echye, asha, echye. Here we have ech, 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 yeah, echye, not echye, echye, and echye. Here we have echye, echye. I will live, I will revive, I will live. Gemol al avdeka, echye. We eshmera, and I will observe, I will shemor, I will hedge about, I will guard, I will protect, I will keep. We eshmera, veshmera, eshmera, I will shamar, devareka, devareka, thy devar, thy debar, thy word, devareka, devareka, thy word. In the beginning was the word. Gemol al avdeka echyeh, we eshmera, devareka. Also here, 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 a better rendition, some suggest is, grant to thy servant that I may live. Gemol al abdeka echyeh, grant to thy servant that echyeh, that I may live. Ve eshmera devareka, so that I may keep, so that I may keep thy word. Gemol al abdeka echyeh. We eshmera devareka, 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 devareka,
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand, If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with bountifully.
מזמור קמ"ב, משכיל לדוד, בהיותו בן מערה תפילה. קולי אל אדוני אזעק, קולי אל אדוני אתחנן. אשפוך לפניו שיחי, צרתי לפניו אגיד. והתעטף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, ואורח זו אהלך, תאמנו פח לי. הבט ימין וראה ואין לי מכיר, אבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך אדוני, אמרתי אתה מחסי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אל רינתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מרודפי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאה ממסגר נפשי להודות את שמך, בי יכתירו צדיקים כי תגמול עליי.
just like that tree, flooded by the water. I shall not be moved. I don't care what they say or do. I know that I shall not be moved, just like that tree, flooded by the water. No, I can't be removed. No, yeah, yeah. Cause I hold on strong. Yeah, yeah. Hold on firm. I drop. They can't stop me now. Cause I've got to hold on. Yeah, yeah.
Keep us the teaching of His Majesty. For we no one.
They always sing to Him songs of praise.
The true teaching.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that His humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that His divinity never separated from His humanity.
In which our Lord Himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Good man down, always keep a smile when they want me to frown. Keep the vibes and I stood my ground. They will never ever take my crown. Oh, Jah bless, I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a search. They found no weapon, just only a dropper. Cause I'm so solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. When they come with their evil thoughts, I just sit to whenever they talk. I use the light into my dark. He cut and tear all my parts. They fight me without a cause, trying to make my life so hard. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords give us all reward. So solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now.
Go down to mix me up in your dirty gang. You're only trying to tarnish my name. You're only looking for the innocent to blame. When you're the ones who wishes are guns down the lane. You only got this box and the brain. But the righteous believes and the rain. Love is all I got to give and I'm not the same. Looking for the future that's lying to your chain.
Cause I'm so solid as a rock and they just can't stop me now. Even when they send their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now.
So they can't keep a good man down. Always keep a smile when they want me to frown. Keep the vibes and I stood my ground. They will never ever take my crown. Who's a blessed, I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a search. they found no weapon, just only a dropper. Sally, those are rough, they just can't stop me now.
Smile. Smile.
Discipleship. Smile. Radio. Radio. Radio.
Praise be El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High.
I know
I'm
healed. Hello.
Only my real life class guy, yeah, we see Jah Rastafari. A winner race naturally. I won a Boo House and a thing. It's my time enough. A time get to you to shine enough. So welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let us acknowledge the presence of the Almighty.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift.
Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship your work, through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right on me. Now this world why won't there's no one like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, you stay with me. True was my hustle, my Lord is my savior. True was my struggle, he is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. For none he matter, for none he ago. Yeah, both tell him, more for Benny Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, open up my eyes to see your work them. Open up my ears to hear your voice them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right on me. Now this world wide world, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never. El Shaddai,
El Shaddai, El Elohim, Adonai. His two angels do the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Here comes from the Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Only my real life last year with it.
Yes, 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 give thanks. That was Iwan, right there, El Shaddai. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom.